The Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has brushed off concerns from two members of the government's own climate change advisory body who say that Australia's carbon reduction target is too low. The Climate Change Authority released its final report last week, recommending an emissions trading scheme as a way for Australia to meet its international targets. Now, two members of the authority have released a dissenting report, accusing their colleagues on the board of recommending only what's politically possible rather than what's needed to prevent dangerous climate change. In Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
When the final report from the Climate Change Authority was released last week, some environmentalists were encouraged. For the first time, the authority, with board members including industry lobbyist Kate Carnell and former National Party Minister John Sharp, recommended the government move towards an emissions trading scheme of sorts. It talked of a market mechanism for the electricity sector. The chair of the authority, Wendy Craig, a one-time head of the National Farmers Federation, spoke to AM last Thursday.
With the emissions intensity market mechanism, that provides an incentive for low emissions technology to be brought into play. And so gradually over time, the coal industry presumably would be a smaller amount of the electricity generation sector, and low emissions electricity generation would be an increasing percentage of the generation sector.
Now two of her fellow board members have released their dissenting report. They're not happy that the authorities accepted the government's carbon reduction target. The same authority originally recommended Australia cut emissions by much more than the target it took to Paris last year of between 26 to 28% by 2030. Professor David Caroli is the only climate scientist on the authority's board.
That target is not sufficient for Australia to meet its fair share. The Climate Change Authority in April of last year, 2015, recommended what should be done in terms of targets, 40 to 60% emission reductions by 2030, dramatically greater emission reductions than what is currently the government's policy. The current policy recommendations in the majority report mean that most of Australia's allowance for emissions under international law, 90% of that will be used up by 2030, leaving only 10% of that budget for the remaining 20 years until 2050.
His fellow dissenter on the board is economist Clive Hamilton. Their dissenting report says unless Australia adopts a more ambitious target, it won't be doing its fair share towards limiting the global temperature rise to less than 2 degrees. Professor Hamilton argues the authority is being politically expedient rather than giving independent advice.
We don't believe that it's the role of the authority to try and, you know, thread a political needle, to try to, you know, create something, craft a report that will suit the particularities of the crossbench of the current parliament. I mean, that's not our role. We're supposed to be independent.
The new Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, defends the carbon reduction target Australia took to Paris last year.
They're very ambitious targets. We're seeing a dramatic change underway in the economy. And look, Australia has been very successful to date, whereas if you look at some other countries, particularly those in the G20. It's worth noting, for example, that China is increasing its emissions between now and 2030 by 100%, India by 200%, and Germany has just commissioned a black coal electricity generation power plant.
During the election campaign, Labor set a more ambitious target in line with the Climate Change Authority's earlier recommendation. Labor leader Bill Shorten.
Last place is no place for Australia when it comes to tackling the harmful effects of climate change. The Liberal Party are not committed to real action on climate change, and Malcolm Turnbull can't implement real action on climate change because the right wing of his own party and the National Party simply won't let him act on climate change.
That's Labor leader Bill Shorten ending Peter Donald's report.